empoweringyourintuition.com. And to get a link to the webinar that's next Wednesday, it's empoweringyourintuition.com/confident-intuitive-manifester. Also, we're going to post that. You can check us out on social media and find me on social media, and I'll be posting about that as well. So I'm mostly on Twitter. It's at Kim Primatic, P-R-I-M-A-T-I-C. If you're not yet a member of our Raising Conscious Kids community, what are you waiting for? It's RaisingConsciousKids.com. And go forth and have your best week ever, realizing those fears, saying hello to them, making peace with them. And we are here to support you. Right, Melissa?
Absolutely, 125%.
Amen, sister. All right. Take care, everybody. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Kim.
Bye for now.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingtonChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, celebrant officiant with Celebration of a Lifetime. When people ask me why I joined the chamber, it's because I want to get to know you and what you're all about. And I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about. And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Rod Williams Stoll.
At best, it was complex. He shouldn't have said it. I understand where you're coming from, and I think you should just say, listen, I did not mean that.
New York Republican Congressman Peter King says he doesn't believe Trump fully appreciated what he was saying.
I'm willing to accept what he said, that he meant, hey, the Second Amendment people, they can mobilize support. But again, do you really think that he was urging people to kill Hillary Clinton? Do you really believe that? No, I think it was just a dumb remark. It was as simple as that.
Meanwhile, Democratic vice presidential nominee Tim Kaine said he couldn't believe what he was hearing.
I really, frankly, couldn't believe he said it. And so I went to watch the video of it and found that he had said it exactly the way it was printed.
There are still some Delta airline flights that are canceled this morning. Check with the airlines. This is USA Radio News.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How could you not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Picture Jack Benny's car. The Sheriff of Dodge City.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
Even little Charlie McCarthy.
Help me out. Move you down.
No two people see these things alike. That's imagination, the theater of the mind. Free your imagination by listening to Classic Radio Theater. The podcast's available at usaradio.com. Free your imagination. Classic Radio Theater at usaradio.com.
Gunshots on the streets of Ferguson, Missouri, where yesterday was the second anniversary of Michael Brown's death. There were many peaceful gatherings, but gunfire erupted when a protester walked into the street and got hit by a truck. There were bullet holes in the vehicle, but no one was injured. Julian Assange says that WikiLeaks has put up a $20,000 reward for information in the killing of Seth Rich.
Whistleblowers go to significant efforts to get us material and often very significant risks. As a 27-year-old who works for the DNC, who was shot in the back, murdered just 2 weeks ago, for unknown reasons as he was walking down the street in Washington.
In a new Reuters poll this morning, 19% of Republicans would like Donald Trump to drop out of the race for the White House. A monkey got loose on a Frontier Airlines flight to Las Vegas. The spokeswoman says the monkey had the proper paperwork. This is USA Radio News.
The storks are bringing me a baby brother. We can do this together.
All right, let's go.
Storks know how to keep kids safe. Do you?
What?
Oh, my gosh, you don't know.
I know.
You don't.
Oh, man, you laugh when you're uncomfortable.
No.
Making sure your child is in the right car seat is one of the steps to safer travel.
I will rock this.
You will rock this.
To know for sure that your child is in the right car seat for their age and size, visit safercar.gov/the right seat.
Cool, cool, cool. Very cool, very cool.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Yesterday in the Olympics, Olympic sprinter Usain Bolt gearing up to take home the gold 3 Olympics in a row. The Jamaican Flash says his goal is to run the 200 meter in under 19 seconds.
I think that's one of my biggest goals, and I think I want to go there. I think it's the hardest one.
The sprinter says he's feeling good and ready to compete. As a matter of fact, last night he had a conga line. They are little, but they're mighty. The U.S. women's gymnastic team bringing home their second gold medal in a row. Allie Raisman, Gabby Douglas, Simone Biles, Lori Hernandez, and Madison Kosian won in dominating fashion. Biles says they're confident.
We're so successful because not only whenever we go up to do our routines, we believe in ourselves. Our team believes in each other. So I think that's what helps us do our best in all the work we've put behind it. It hasn't been easy, but we've done everything that we could have possibly done to get to where we are.
The focal point last night was on the most decorated Olympian of all time, and all he did was add to his medal collection. American swimming star Michael Phelps captured 2 gold medals last night in Rio. He said it was an incredible night.
Kind of been a crazy last couple of days, and you know, I know that was probably one of my most challenging doubles that I've had, for sure. I just said, you know, that being my very first Olympic event, to be able to win it in my 5th Olympics is pretty special.
Special and fun to watch. This is USA Radio News. I'm Rod William Stoll.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for Counselor's Chat and also a licensed professional counselor. And today my topic is about empty nest. And what is an empty nest, and why do we even talk about it, and how to deal with it? I have a number of friends who have children who have graduated high school and are now off to college. In my own family, my niece is looking to move out of the house down to Virginia. So my own family is dealing with some empty nest feelings, and some really good friends, like I said, that are dealing with that. And so I thought, sort of to my friends and family, kind of dedicating this show, but also to those of you that are listening who might be going through the same thing or knowing someone who is going through the same thing. Now, we've heard about empty nest for a long time. It's been sort of, that term has been bantered about. And we even say empty nest syndrome. Why do some people deal with it, and what is it? Well, it really isn't a clinical diagnosis, even though we use the word syndrome attached to it. But it really is a phenomenon in which parents experience the feelings of sadness and loss when either their last child or their only child leaves home and becomes an adult. I know in today's society, with so many children staying home well into their adult years, some people don't necessarily experience that and really can't wait for their kids to move out. However, if you are in that place where your children are had just graduated high school and moving on to college, then you have a higher chance of feeling that sense of loss and sadness. The other thing that may happen is that you may worry intensely about your children's safety and whether they're going to be able to make good, healthy decisions and take care of themselves on their own. We all know as adults the temptations of the big, bad world. We know that many, many things go on at college campuses. Many of us have been on college campuses ourselves and can remember some of the crazy parties and things that went on. And we're really concerned about our children. Are they going to make wise choices? Are they going to struggle with the transition? Am I going to struggle with the transition? And if you only have one child, you may and strongly identify with your role as a parent, you may really have a very difficult time in adjusting. And so I think one of the things that's really important to recognize is it is not uncommon. It's not abnormal. It's normal when we push our little birds out of the nest or they choose to go fly on their own. So one of the things that research actually suggests is that parents dealing with empty nest syndrome really experience a profound sense of loss. A profound sense of loss. It's not just, oh, I think I'm going to miss, you know, it's loss. It's a grieving process. One of the things that when I talk about grief, it's about a change. Conflicting feelings by a change in our life. Conflicting feelings, that's what grief is. So I'm really excited for my daughter. She's taking this next step in her life towards becoming an adult, towards having her own life and a career on her own. And I'm just so excited for her. I'm so happy for her. I'm so pleased with the choices she's making and the direction she's taking. And at the same time, I am going to miss her. I am going to miss her so much that it hurts. It hurts right down to the core of my being. And that's the sense of grief. I'm excited for her and I'm sad at the same time. One of the things that can happen is that when we are dealing with the empty nest syndrome, we become vulnerable to things such as depression, identity crisis, addiction, like alcoholism, and even marital conflicts. So it's really important to know that there, you know, what goes on, that it's not abnormal, and what you can do. Sometimes what happens, empty nest might reduce the amount of work around your home, because now you're only taking care of yourself and maybe one other person. It may even reduce family conflicts. And it can have some really good benefits, which I'm going to talk about. And when the last child leaves home, parents, you have a new opportunity to reconnect with each other, improve your marriage, rekindle interests that probably were left far behind when children came along. So you have a whole opportunity for a whole new chapter in your life. And I think that that can be really exciting, being able to connect like that. So I am going to take a small break, and I will be back with Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamira Roll, your host for today's program.
Rapp Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rapp Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HunterdonChamberRadio.com app today.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamira Roll, your host for today's program. I am also a licensed professional counselor, and I am talking today about empty nesting or empty nesters. And we do say empty nest syndrome, even though there's no clinical diagnosis, but there is a deep sense of loss and grief when your last child or your only child is leaving for school or leaving to be on their own, but just leaving in general. It is a profound sense of loss, not only because you're going to miss your child, but because it alters the very identity of who you are. So what do I mean by that? Well, you know, I've been playing the role of mom for 18 years. That's a long time. And now I'm left with, I don't know, my husband or my wife. And I do want to say, include husbands, because so often we don't think that husbands go through empty nests, but they do. They do. Because all of a sudden now they don't have to be that parent that they had been. Not that you ever really give up the role of being a parent, but the amount of time that you had put into parenting, the amount of time that you put into taking your child to scouting meetings and sports events and sports practices and piano lessons and school plays and homework. And, you know, we don't even realize the amount of time that gets put into having children at home. And it becomes a very time-consuming, all-consuming role. And we begin to identify ourselves as a parent or a mom or a dad. Now, for men, oftentimes men tend to also identify themselves by what they do versus who they are. And women, when you are in the workforce, there's a stronger tendency to also do that. So I'm a teacher, I'm a nurse, I'm an IT person, I'm a manager, and I'm a parent. But generally speaking, the identity of who you are versus what you do gets lost in all of that stuff, both parenting and work. And even to a small part, gets lost in our role as a spouse. Now, of course, some people that may be listening to the show may also be single parents. So in some ways, that's even more so. It's not that I'm just, you know, my last child or only child's leaving for college, but really leaving me with an empty household. I don't have a significant other that we can reconnect, rebuild, and re-identify who we are as parents and as people in a relationship. So that's the other thing that's important. Again, it's really important to recognize that this is a grieving period. It's important to find things to fill the empty space. You may want to make sure you give yourself some time to heal from the loss and redefine yourself. Redefine your relationship. So what do I mean by that? So all of a sudden, here I am looking at my significant other going, I don't even know who you are. I know we dated, you know, 18 years ago, 25 years ago. You know, we really connected, but we got so involved in raising our children that we really lost connection with each other. And so there's that sense of loss in that way. So this opportunity, and the people who know me, people who've worked with me as a counselor know I use that word all the time, and sometimes I know they hate it when I use that word because I look at all of these things as opportunities. So an empty nest is not only about the loss of having children at home, but it's recognizing that you may also have had a loss of identity. That's what happens. Sometimes what happens, and let's hope for those of you who are listening, this does not happen, that your sense of grief becomes so deep that you lose your health, or you may even get a divorce. So when I say opportunity, you're now going to find that you have time. Time to work on your relationship with yourself. And I'm going to start there. So that giving yourself time to rediscover who you are, not just what you do, because being a parent is what you do. It's not who you are. So you may want to reconnect in that way with yourself. Do some meditation. Do some journaling. Try some new activities. You know, I always wanted to learn how to paint, but I had kids. I never had time. I always wanted a garden. I had kids. I never had time. I always wanted to join a choir. I had kids. I never had time. This gives you the opportunity to start getting involved in things that you might have done when you were younger and you let go of, or you might have said I've always wanted to do but never had time for. So that's another thing that you can do. Psychologically speaking, we can't just adjust to the loss. It's more than that. It really is about grieving. So filling our time with activities is one aspect. But I did say things like meditate, give yourself quiet time, journal, write about your feelings, and find some support. Because you're not alone dealing with an empty nest. There are other people. So it's really important. And if you think, gee, you know, I just should be happy for my daughter. I should just be happy for my son. The reality is you are. And there's why it's a grieving process. And you're also going to miss them. And you're going to miss them a great deal. You're going to miss them on a day-to-day basis. Your routine is going to be different. You don't have to get up and make breakfast or prepare a lunch or think about what they want for dinner. You may have, if you've been doing your children's laundry, which hopefully you've handed that off to them, you're going to have less laundry. You're going to have less house cleaning. You're going to have less appointments. You're not going to have all that stuff that you were dealing with. So you're going to have time. And using that time wisely, giving yourself that time to grieve the change. Okay? That's really important. So the other thing too, okay, is you can start making a list of roles that you have had in your life. Okay? So roles, and that's what I talk about, a role of wife or husband or sister or brother or daughter or son or friend or neighbor. Roles, okay, these are things that I do. Being a member of a sports team or being a pet owner or a profession or a business owner or employee. These are roles. Make a list of all the roles that you have had in your life and that you might currently have. You know, a role for me is cook and gardener and grocery shopper and counselor and wife and house cleaner and daughter and sister, and I have a lot of roles that I play. The next thing when you make that list of roles is begin to look at all the aspects of who you are. Okay, so in my role of a wife or a therapist or a friend or a daughter or a sister, one of the things that I have in common with all of those in terms of who I am is what I bring to the table, okay? So part of what I bring to the table is my sense of humor, my creativity, okay? My ability to communicate, patience, okay? So begin to think about some of those qualities that you may have that you notice apply in each role. It begins to define a little bit more of who you are. Who you are in your relationships. Okay? That's an important thing to recognize because we have taken that role of parent and we have put it on ourselves like a cloak. And begin to identify ourselves as a parent or a spouse. And what happens when our children leave is they take the cloak with them. And now here I am. I am no longer in the role of parent the way I was. I mean, you were always going to be a parent, but it's going to be different. And so now it's, who am I with this role of parent being somewhat taken away from me? So that's really important. The other thing that's important, again, like I said, is being able to create some new interests. So I'm going to talk about that in a few moments because I do need to go to another commercial break. And I'm also going to talk a little bit about rebuilding relationships with your spouse or your significant other, or even for some people who have been single while they've been parents. It's very common for someone who's been, you know, I've raised my child all alone and now they're off to school and I'm all by myself, and now it might be time for me to start thinking about a relationship. So there's that aspect too. So I will be back in a few moments with Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's program.
This is Toni Clark, Parent Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
The weather for today, it is currently 83 degrees, and the humidity is at 77%. Showers are likely this afternoon with some possible thunderstorms before 1 p.m. Tonight, a chance of showers and thunderstorms mainly before 3 a.m. And then tomorrow, Thursday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms with a temperature of 89. Thursday night, more thunderstorms, rain, low 71. Friday, guess what? More thunderstorms, rain, high of 91. So it'll be hot and muggy on Friday. Friday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms. And then it looks like the weekend we are going to have some, guess what, showers and thunderstorms. So we've got a few wet days ahead of us. So it's umbrella time. And stay dry if you can. And it is currently 12:32.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura-Roll, your host for today's program. I'm also a licensed professional counselor with a private practice here in Flemington. If anyone's interested in finding out more about what I do, you can find me on the web at www.altarollcounselor.net. That's Altarole with two L's, counselor.net. And I am talking today about dealing with the empty nest. We say empty nest syndrome. As I said, it's really not a diagnosis, but it is something that many, many people go through when their children reach that age, when they're either going off to college or moving off on their own. It's generally not quite so drastic. If it's your first child and you have other children at home, it tends to keep the you know, your pace tends to be the same. You're still taking care of children and sports and school and, you know, running around and all of that stuff. But it's generally if you are a parent with one child and or it's your last child that's leaving, it's very easy to get into the grief, which is the sadness, and sometimes even depression, anxiety may kick in. Addictions might kick in to cope with. And so rather than going down that road, I'm thinking there's other things that you can do. And as I had mentioned, it's sort of making a list of your roles and who you are. In other words, what you bring to each one of those roles that is in common. So I could be, you know, in all of my roles, I find I'm a good listener. These things might actually help you in terms of creating new interests. So you may not have realized that you were a good listener, but as you were going down this list of your roles and the things of, that you bring to these roles, you might say, gee, you know what, maybe I'm going to go volunteer, or maybe I'm going to go get a part-time job or something like that. It's going to help you brainstorm with creating some new interests, because that's really important. It may even be that, like I had said earlier, there's some interests or things that you've done in the past that you stopped doing because your life became so filled with parenting. So it's best to start looking to get involved. And in some ways, it might even be get involved before your child actually leaves, because you're going to now, here you have this empty space in your life and you're going to be feeling that loss. And to get out of bed to go volunteer when you haven't already committed to something is going to be difficult. But that's exactly what you need to do. It is about getting up and doing something. Being with friends, joining a group. A support group is really good. You may find other parents that are dealing with the same thing, and to have someone there to listen to and say, oh yeah, I feel the same way, can be really, really helpful. It can actually, getting involved in other activities can actually accelerate your emotional adjustment to that feeling of emptiness. Because what's going to happen is you're going to get up. I mean, you know, we've all experienced our children going away to camp. Let's say they're gone for a week, or with friends for a sleepover. But this is different. You know, I believe a lot of times with the process of grieving that it's not necessarily the first day or even the first week. It's the next week and the next day. And this has been a while now, and I'm really feeling that loss. I'm going to walk into her room and I'm going to look at her things and I'm going to cry. And you know what? That's really okay. It's okay. It's something to be concerned about if that's all you do. It's something to be concerned about if you're doing it weeks and weeks into your child leaving home. It really is about getting involved with friends, with other activities, so that you begin to actually fill your life with new activities and new interests and have something to look forward to rather than just feeling the emptiness. So that's really important. And like I said, there may be things that you just never even thought, okay, that you might be interested in, or you've put it on the back burner. One of the things that's important for those of you that have more than one child and one child is staying home and the other one is going off to college, it does have an impact on the one child or two children that are being left at home. What happens is roles can readjust. So I was not the oldest child and now I am at home and now I am. I have more responsibilities. I have to look after my younger siblings, whereas I was one of the younger siblings. It's really important to encourage your children that are home when someone does leave to talk about feelings. Feelings are always so important. It helps them to adjust. It can also be exciting. Gee, now I am the oldest one at home. You know, we've all gone through that process where we're freshmen. The next thing you know, we're seniors. You know, we move up that totem pole in terms of our roles in home. But it's important to also give your other children a chance to voice their feelings. And a lot of times they're sad and they miss their older siblings too. So it's important to be there for them when that happens. As I said, you know, you're going to always be parents and that's not going to change. And one of the things too that's different now than 10, 15 years ago is our technology. So I'm going to say even more so. When my stepson was in college, we even then really didn't have much in terms of Skype and FaceTime and all of that. Because, gosh, that was a while back. That's a little scary. And I know definitely when I was in college, we didn't have anything like that. We had the phone, the pay phone in the hallway. Okay. So, yes, pay phone. So you do have the opportunity to connect in that way so that you can do that FaceTime or Skype or whatever the different kinds of things that you may use to stay connected in that way. So that's a positive thing. One of the things to remember, however, is not to swamp your child with too much of that. Kind of let them give you the lead. You might say, all right, we'll talk once a week. We'll talk every third day. Give them the freedom they need to connect with their new lives, make new friends, get involved in school activities, if that's what they're doing. Sometimes it's because, you know, they've gotten a job somewhere else and they've moved. It's the same thing. You really want your children to create their own support system. Like I said, my niece is going to be moving down to Virginia. So it's important that she works at creating a support system for herself that's going to be in her new home. Might be giving her some information about how to do that. I do suggest to people, you know, when that happens, it's not just the friends that you might find at work. And sometimes work and friends don't always go together because they could be limited. But you might say to your child, get involved in something. Go to a church or a synagogue or a temple, or go to get involved in some type of outside activity like a hiking club or volunteer somewhere. You know, we're never too young to volunteer. And doing things like that can encourage your children to, as young adults, get involved in their community, which will then help them build friendships, which will then help them feel part of their community and become much more independent. So it's really important that we do give our children that freedom to do that. But like I said, we can still remain connected through all of our lovely technology. But again, one of the things that I do want to talk about, because I see that we're coming up actually on another break pretty soon, is what to do with that relationship that we have. What to do with that relationship. All of a sudden, I'm sitting there, and I don't know who you are. So that's an important thing to do. It may be time to really look at your relationship. You may have both drifted so far apart that it might be irreconcilable. And I hope that that's not the case. But the other thing is going on dates and doing things as a couple that maybe you had done a long time ago. Go for walks. Go for hikes. Go to the movies together. Prepare a candlelight dinner at home. Sit outside and just have a nice chat with each other. Talk about vacationing together. Talk about retirement. What's that going to look like? Create one of the things that I do with my couples is something called a relationship vision. How do we want our relationship to look like? What do I want now that we're, now that it's just the two of us? Let me see if what you want and what I want are similar. So let me just, I'm going to come back to that, but I do need to take one more little commercial break. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for Counselor's Chat, and I will be back in a few moments.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
You've got a friend.
I got a feeling that tonight's gonna be.
Come and join us every Wednesday morning at 10 a.m. for Tune In to 100 here on 100inchamberradio.com, where Chamber President Chris Phelan and Richard G. will bring you all the latest news of what's happening here at the 100 County Chamber of Commerce, and more importantly, what's happening here in 100 County. That's every Wednesday morning at 10 a.m. here on 100inchamberradio.com.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's show, a licensed professional counselor, and I am talking about being living within that empty nest. Here you are now, just you and your significant other, sitting at the breakfast table, looking at each other and going, who are you? Why are you here? I can't believe I've even stayed married to you. And what are we going to do about this problem? You know, if your children are the only bonding force in your marriage, you guys have a lot of work to do in your relationship to restore what has been neglected between the two of you. And I think that that's an important word. When the focus so much has been on raising the children, the relationship does get neglected. Sometimes you might want to consider couples counseling. That may help. It's also important to accept that this may be a difficult transition for both of you. You may argue a little bit more. But one of the things that's really important is developing a good sense of communication. That means giving time to each other to listen about your feelings. This is how I feel. This is how you feel. Talk about how you miss your child or your children. And like I said, creating a relationship vision is really important. And how what that looks like, again, it's more paperwork. So I sit down and I list 10 things that to me is the perfect relationship or the ideal relationship. So we spend time together, we take weekend trips together, we do projects together, we have a couple romantic evenings a week, we go out to dinner together, we do special things for each other, we tell each other that we we say I love you to each other, we give each other hugs, we hold hands when we go for walks. We go for walks. Okay, I've probably already done more than 10. But that's what you need to do. Each one of you, you make a list of 10 or 15 items of what that kind of relationship, you know, we work on projects together. And then you compare. Because now you've got maybe 20 to 30 items. And it might be, oh, I don't have that we make breakfast together every Saturday morning on my list. I like that. I'm going to include that on my list. Okay. But going kayaking together once a week, I don't think that's going to be on my list. So we may have to talk about that one. So we're going to go through. We're going to make sure that we have things that we have in common. There might be things that I didn't think about that I really like on your list or vice versa. And there may be some things that I think, I don't know if that's going to work for me. The next thing you do together is you say, okay, what are the top 5 things that we really both agree on that we think is really important? The top 5 things that we think that we can do together that's going to enhance our relationship. At the bottom of the list, it's those things you think you're going to really struggle with. You put those at the bottom of the list. And everything else in between. So what this does is it gives you a goal. It gives you like a roadmap so that if we say every Saturday we're going to make breakfast for each other, in other words, we're going to both be in the kitchen and scrambling eggs and chatting and whatever, something my husband and I really enjoy doing, by the way. When we do something like that, we know we're enhancing, and we look at the list, we go, gee, it's been 3 weeks since we've done that. That's not good. We're working at building our relationship. I have a roadmap. It's a way to call it a roadmap. Okay. You do need to both recognize that you may have to change a little bit. Okay. That means I know my wife is really struggling big time with emptiness. She's feeling a lot of emptiness and a lot of sadness. So I need to work at being more gentle, less demanding, more caring. I may need to do some things for her and with her that may be a little out of my norm, but I want to be there and support her through this time of transition. Same thing, wives. Okay, it may be the same thing that you may need to be there for your spouse, you know, listen to his feelings, do some things for him that might be out of the ordinary to be there to support him. One of the things that we can do that can be really easy is get into what I'm going to call short-term energy relievers. And this is where we're distracting ourselves. So instead of working at being together and being a team and supporting each other through this painful transition that, you know, not only am I now home without my child, my husband went from working 40 hours a week to working 80 hours a week because that's how he's coping. But now I'm really left alone. Or all of a sudden my wife is spending all her time on weekend with girlfriends and I'm kind of here by myself walking around this empty house. So it really is becoming partners in, I'm going to say, a grieving process while you're also building on that opportunity to work at reconnecting. So it really is thinking about how to spend more time with each other. Get to know each other again. Ask those questions that, you know, when we first date somebody, we kind of forget, and things can change. You know, 20 years ago, I may have said, what's your favorite color? And I may not have asked you since because I keep thinking it's green. And now you're saying, well, actually, it used to be green, but now my favorite color is pink. I didn't know that changed. Ask those questions. Review your lives together. So that's going down memory lane. Spending that time together saying, oh, remember when we did this, and remember when we didn't we have fun when we did that, and remember when we went on vacation. And also take some vacation time together. One of the things that doesn't happen when we have children, or doesn't happen very often, is we go on vacation by ourselves, just as a couple. Go to a bed and breakfast. I think bed and breakfasts are one of the greatest gifts to couples, because they tend to be couple related. They're nice romantic places, in nice romantic settings, and it's just a great time to go and have that quiet time, be pampered a little bit, go to a spa together. Do those kinds of things that are going to enhance your relationship and redevelop a sense of closeness and reliance on each other for emotional support. The other thing is, if you two have drifted apart, don't put expectations on, well, within the next week, we're going to be really close. This is actually a new relationship. And why do I say that? It's a new relationship because now we have done this thing together as being a parent. Yeah, we fell in love all those years ago. But now we have an opportunity at this particular stage in our life to develop and create a brand new type of relationship with each other. So think of it that way. It can be an exciting time of rejuvenation for both of you. And like I said, for those of you people that may have been single, and have said, I really don't want to bring a significant other into the picture while I'm raising my child or children, and you say, now's the time to go out and date. If you're going to be doing that, if you're single and you're going to be doing that, really think about who you're going to be dating. I always say to people that are single, make a list. Know what the qualities are. Look for red flags. Red flags could be, gee, this person's always late. Gee, this person is a lousy tipper. Gee, this person makes me pay for my own stuff. Or the way he treats his parents, or, you know, or her. I mean, it's vice versa. So it's really important that you make some good, wise choices in terms of who you're dating. And date a number of people. Don't just go with the first person because they're really good looking. Really think about who you want to be dating. And think about the process of, if you do develop a new relationship, about introducing that person to your adult children, how that's going to look. So that's important too. So I do hope this has been helpful. Remember to focus on the positive points of your children moving out. It's an opportunity maybe to go exercise, get back in better health, not have all those snacks around the house, doing less laundry, taking more breaks, reconnecting with your spouse. Hey, you've got a whole bathroom back. You could say, oh, you know, husband, you get this, I get that. Well, however you want to work it. Some of the other things is, you know, phone bill, electric bill. Some of the things are going to go down, giving you more opportunity to go on vacation with each other or even with friends. Give yourself a pat on the back for doing such a good job of raising your children. Are you going to worry about them? Yeah, you are. Give yourself worry time. So that means every day from 3 to 3:30, I'm going to worry about my children. And, you know, you're going to find that you're not going to. They're going to be just fine. I know there's always that concern. What if they get involved with the wrong crowd? What if they start using drugs and alcohol? What if they get into a bad relationship? Are they going to be safe? If you have done your job as a parent, they are going to be fine. If that does become a problem, the sooner you recognize that there is a problem, the sooner you can get help for them. So that's also important to just know that. You know, you're not sending them off to never see them again. You are going to be in touch with them. You're going to talk with them on the phone. And hopefully you have an open enough relationship with your children that you say, how are classes? How are your grades? What's going on? Share with me what's going on in your life. I'll share with you what's going on in my life. And that will help you know that they're on the right track. So I do hope that this was helpful. Again, get involved in some activities, join a support group. If you need to go talk.